This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Good time to get in touch with me in case. Look, understand one of the things about the weather being very warm in an awful lot of places. I know, it's that time of year. Do you realize we're like a week away from August? Can you believe that? I mean, it's amazing. The summer, where has the summer gone? I don't know. I have no good answers to that. At any rate, wear loose, light color, loose, light-colored clothing. As I said, you know, my Israeli garb, even though it was completely unlike me, but you stay much cooler. You know, long sleeves, high necks, no skin exposed, long pants, baggy. I know, it doesn't sound like me at all. What can I tell you? The point being that it allows your body to be much cooler. And think about how Lawrence of Arabia dressed, right? That's how you want to dress, right? The people who live in very hot climates actually know what they're doing, as opposed to the rest of us sitting around in shorts and, you know, in camis and you know, no socks. And it's not the way to dress, but we do it anyway. And understand, look, I don't care how you dress particularly. Well, I actually care hugely, but I'm not going to be that shallow. But understand, when people are too warm, their tendency to sort of have a shorter fuse is increased. So just be aware. Leave yourself a little more time. Maybe cut yourself and everybody else a little more slack. Stay hydrated. Stay away from caffeine. Stay away from heavy food. You know, just treat yourself and your surroundings gently and lightly, and I think you're going to, I mean, we'll all get through it. And what you can do is, actually, the perfect thing to do is to go rent Dr. Zhivago. I remember seeing that. I was living in Boston, and it was very hot, and I didn't have air conditioning. And I went to a theater that was like third run, and Dr. Zhivago had been out for a while, and they were maybe doing classics. I don't even remember the circumstances. And it was so cold in there. And is that a long movie? I think it is. I think there's an intermission. It's like three hours or something. I think it's a very long movie. And at the end of it, and I needed to wrap in a blanket. I was so cold. So, let's see. It was in 2002, they're saying. Zhivago movie 2002. So that was 13 years ago. I thought it was an older movie than that. Let's see how long it is. So just convincing yourself that, yeah, this is the Keira Knightley one. Yeah, you don't want that one. You want the one with Omar Sharif, who just died. Did you see that? He died, I think, last week. He was great. He was great in that and Funny Girl. Let's see when the original, 2002. I can't believe that they have, and we want the older one. Let's say original. I can't believe that that's what they would give me. When I looked for Zhivago, that they give me the newer. I knew it was older than that. Let's see, original Zhivago movie. All right, 855, original Dr. Zhivago movie. All right, 855-993-7569, 1965, yeah, like, duh, all right. Let's see how, you can actually buy it, you can rent it, you can get it online. 197 minutes. See, when I'm right, I'm right. 3 hours and 17 minutes. There's an intermission. But if you're really too warm, I would encourage you to, first of all, it's a terrific movie. Do not bother with the 2002 one. The clothes were great in that. But, you know, and Keira Knightley's pretty, but she ain't Julie Christie. So go rent Dr. Zhivago and for the next 3+ hours, and you can have snow cones, or you can actually drink, you're going to want to drink hot chocolate, because there is something about changing your atmosphere that will really work very well. Ready? 855-99-37569. Trevor, did you ever see the original?
You know what? I haven't.
You have to.
I probably should, huh?
We're going to have to kind of
remedial film class or something. You know.
Yeah, that's certainly one of the classics.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's Daughter, yeah. All right, so we decided what we're going to talk about. Because we talked about, I guess I put this up because we'd had such two high-profile jailbreaks in the last couple of months. We had the one in upstate New York where the guys were condemned killers, murderers who were out and running around for like over 3 weeks, I think. And one of them was captured, one of them was killed. And then we had the one, the Mexico drug lord, whom I think will never be recaptured. Do you? I mean, I think he's...
I mean, from what I see from the story, he didn't do it by himself. And
oh,
so,
no, well, neither of them.
Well, yeah.
Neither of them. All right, so we decided if you're going to reform the prison system, what would you do differently? And we got a lot of people who responded. So, Trevor, do you have any specific ideas about this?
You know, I do. I think that there's so much focus on kind of the punishment aspect of things.
Yeah.
There's not enough focus on rehabilitation and getting people back into society. You know, a lot of these, you know, especially like considering drug offenders and things like that. You know, a lot of these people don't have a lot of options. So maybe educate them during their time and give them more, you know, positive prospects once they get out, which so they don't have to turn back to the old life and this and that. I don't know.
Well, I think you're right. As I said, when I was first starting broadcasting, I did three separate 5 days in prison, which was absolutely extraordinary. It was a really eye-opening kind of experience because there are really two kinds of people in prison, people who say, you know, I made a mistake, and people say, it wasn't my fault. I remember one kid who said, it wasn't my fault. He stabbed somebody through the heart, and he said, if he hadn't moved, I wouldn't have stabbed him in the heart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. That's somebody, as far as I'm concerned, who should stay in prison. No remorse, no, you know, I made a mistake, no, I need to change anything. So keep him there. But I mean, the cost of incarcerating somebody is incredibly expensive. You can send them to Harvard for less. So I agree with you. There should be rehabilitation. There should be. But I think that before even that, that the war on drug is clearly bankrupting this country on 15 different levels, morally, financially, in terms of law enforcement. It's not a workable kind of thing. And what I would do, I mean, what you need to do is, instead of trying to eradicate things that people want, just tax the daylights out of them so you have ways of, you have the income to combat whatever it is. Keep them away from kids and tax it. I mean, because the major drugs in this country are legal. They're alcohol, they're nicotine, they're caffeine. So, you know, who are we kidding here? Also, if you look at the difference but on whether if you're using crack or using cocaine, that they're completely different penalties and then the same drug, but they're used by different ethnic groups. And overcrowding is a huge problem because we know if you take perfectly nice people and overcrowd them, they become aggressive. And if you take people who weren't so nice to begin with, who have something to prove, it just becomes chaos. And you can't, I mean, we don't have a, you know, penal colonies that are clear off. Yeah, I mean, these people, most people are going to be paroled at some point, which means back into society. And basically what you're turning out is better equipped criminals. It doesn't make any sense. So we have to change our outlook, I think, about drugs in general. We need to change the laws about how you convict people. We need to have hopefully fewer people be in prison. The prison should be places that are separate from which crimes you've done, which there already to a certain extent are. There are country club for white collar. But, I mean, just because it's a white collar crime doesn't mean that you shouldn't have to pay a penalty for it. But if basically the model for all prisons was not a rite of passage, which it is in some communities, but and hopefully not an alternative to, you know, to going to high school, that, you know, that we need to rethink the entire system, which, you know, is going to happen just overnight. Not. All right, so we come back. If you have something you want to talk about that has nothing to do with this, you know you're always welcome to call about whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Perry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Perry.
I'm so glad that I got through to you. And I don't actually have a question, just a kind of little comment about, you know, your earlier comments about drones.
Okay.
I kind of like the way that some ways in which the drones are used, kind of like your neighbor sneaking across the yard looking in your bedroom window.
I
don't particularly care for the thought of flying over my house and just snooping around near the house. Suits. But anyway, that was just, that was all.
Well, you know, I tell you, Perry, you know, I agree with you. I mean, that basically that's what they really are. Is they're kind of mini spy satellites, right? That's what they are. That's what they're intended to be. Or weapons delivery system, which is even more upsetting. So Trevor and I were talking off the air. We said, and he said, "Oh, this is really scary." And then he said exactly what I said. He said, "But wouldn't it be fun to try one?" I mean, all right, so. Isn't there a part of you that says this might be kind of fun?
Well, I do understand that. However, I do know that at our recent high school graduation, there was one flying around. It was kind of alarming until I found out who it was.
Well, I agree. Exactly. Your point is very well taken, Perry. You don't know. They're not identified. They are, by definition, remote control. That there's something really kind of scary about them, that especially in a world that's as paranoid as ours, is that they can be, at very least they're spying, right? At very least they're taking pictures of things that you may not want them to take pictures of. At very worst, they're a weapon delivery system.
Right.
So, I mean, and the fact that they're really unregulated and uncontrolled at this moment is... Yeah, so I tend to agree with you, and I tell you, I live in New York, and I live in a place where there's I live pretty high up, which I swear I would never do, and I never close the curtains because I'm so high up. But I mean, there are a lot of helicopters that swarm around, but I mean, helicopters you figure, but drones, I mean,
well, you can kind of hear a helicopter.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. The drones can certainly be much stealthier. So there's a part of me that thinks this is really an invasion of privacy. And there's another part of me that says, that'd be really fun. I don't care about the privacy part. I just care about the idea of sort of being able to have something buzz around and control it. I think that's sort of interesting.
Well, I don't know. If you'd really like to have the best of both, just take the cameras off. Flying device.
That's a good point. That's all I was interested in doing. As I said, I went into Radio Shack, and they had one for $100. Although everybody said, don't buy it. It'll crash, you know, the second time you do it. And I've also been in Toys R Us, where they have those little helicopters that fly around. And I just think, I mean, they absolutely mesmerized me for reasons that I'm not very clear about. But I, you know, and I remember as a kid that people had remote-controlled airplanes that they would, you know, they would take out in the field. Kites have always fascinated me. I mean, there is something very fascinating about them, but there's also something dangerous about them. As I said, when you're talking about shooting down a drone, what are you shooting it down with, and where does it go? I mean, those are scary thoughts, and people are talking about doing exactly that. I mean, literally today they're talking about it.
But people often want to shoot things they don't understand.
Boy, that's the truth. And apparently, as I said, we're not supposed to, I think we're supposed to call them quadra helicopters or something. Qualicopters or quadricopters. Someone told me this term. You're not supposed to go into a hobbyist store and call them drones because they will yell at you.
Really?
So there you go. I've been yelled at by better than that. All right, kiddo. So I should not view you as part of the dronettes at this moment, huh?
I would say the jury's still out on that, but that would be lying to you. No, not at all.
All right, no drone ad for Perry. Thank you, ma'am.
Have a great day.
Thank you. And at very least, you know, they're either an invasion of privacy, dangerous, at very least a distraction, right?
So, you know, let me just add something that I thought of when you guys were talking about trying to make them fun. I did see an article a couple weeks back where they had first-person racing in a warehouse. In the perspective of the drone, kind of racing around this warehouse with various obstacles, and that would be a riot, I think.
And I don't disagree with you. I think that'd be great fun. All right, so we just have to get them out of the public domain. Or maybe, you know, when the guy that I met, and I said this was about 6 months ago, he had just bought one, and because his notion was that they were about to be outlawed, which obviously they have not been. And nobody's really talking about outlawing them at this moment. They're just talking about making sure that people have to be licensed. Although we know that licensing in this country isn't necessarily a solution to anything. But there's at least some attempt to understand. Because, as I said, I mean, I suppose you could view them as, at worst, you know, as a distraction. But they also, as I said, invasion of privacy. And who? I mean, if you could, obviously they're used for warfare. They're used as armed. I mean, you know, not necessarily in your backyard, but I don't know. I mean, if you could strap I don't even want to think about it. I think I'm not going to think about it. So maybe we'll.
Can I fan the fire a little bit?
Oh, fan away, babe.
Okay, so I saw another
article. We love fans. Oh, different kind of fans.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm always seeing these articles. I saw an article, it would have been a couple days ago, where somebody affixed a handgun to a drone and was able to fire this handgun. And this was just some guy, just kind of a DIY thing. And he was able to control and fire this handgun from, you know, an extremely remote distance. So that kind of adds a little bit of a
Here's what I was thinking, because I'm a little more prosaic. That, you know, in college we used to do things like, horrible things like take a can of, like, Comet and break a light bulb so you kept the filament and then screw the Comet onto the light bulb so when you turned on the light, the Comet would burst all over the room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, we were horrible.
That's incredible.
I mean, about going, to an engineering school. And we would do things like everybody did, which is to take a bag of, like, dog poop or something and light it on fire and then ring somebody's doorbell and they would stomp out the thing and they'd get poop all over them. I mean, you could drop anything. You could drop, like, I mean, you could become the pigeon of the universe just dropping dog poop on people, let alone anything that's pretty lethal. I mean, you could drop peanuts on people who had peanut allergies. I mean, the possibilities are nearly endless and basically frightening because you can do it at a distance, and you can do it relatively anonymously. But the idea of having a gun that you fire remotely, yikes, that's all we need. Please, the NRA, come out against this. Please, please, please. 855-993-7569. I've now legitimately scared the living daylights out of myself. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, continuing on our little paranoid journey into dronedom. Trevor wants to continue, but I need to tell you this. The Naval Postgraduate School's Timothy Chung stands with the unmanned aerial vehicles his team attempted to swarm in 2015. In May, that day they were able to launch 20 into a swarm. After a second attempt in July, they got 30. They've loaded a drone they call a flying wing on what looks like a giant slingshot. It soars up into the air, it settles into a racetrack pattern. It's so high it's hard to see, but the sound is inescapable, like a buzzing bee. With the launch of several more, the buzz grows louder as they all settle into that racetrack pattern.
This is a decidedly dystopian kind of image.
Well, and it's dropping. Happening. It's happening today. Oh, okay? My. The aim is to get 24 drones into a swarm and have it behave like one. Swarming means a large collection of aerial robots working together to do something meaningful or interesting. Meaningful or interesting to whom?
Or sinister.
The one behavior that we're testing out today is a leader-following behavior where the aircraft talks amongst themselves. Oh, that makes me feel much better. The drones talk to each other over Wi-Fi. Well, maybe their Wi-Fi works better than mine. Once up in the air, they are programmed to determine who the leader is, and the other drones follow 50 meters behind. These types of algorithms make it a lot smarter, more intelligent than what we typically think of as just drones. What I was really hoping for. He prefers to call them unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. Although a pilot is on standby to take over if needed, the UAVs are autonomous. That makes me really comfy. The last moment of direct human contact with these UAVs is the launch. The point of today's experiment is to get as many UAVs swarming as possible and to do it cheaply. Each costs about $1,000. The idea is to go for the expendable rather than the exquisite. There's some tasks where you're going to want something small, cheap, and disposable. Out at sea, a swarm could spread out and be in more places at one time, searching for an enemy fleet, perhaps. Or a cruise ship, maybe? Or maybe it's not just about finding the enemy, but doing something about it. Oh, good. Does it make you feel warm and fuzzy all of a sudden? With swarming, yeah. You can surround an enemy, target and overwhelm its defenses, so that even if they were able to shoot down 90%, the last 10% can still damage or sink you. There could be civilian uses, too. Swarms could monitor large agricultural fields or help add eyes in the sky to search and rescue operations or find out what time your neighbor goes to sleep at night, I added the end. Some of the challenges that the technology faces are political, such as following air traffic rules and concerns about privacy. You think? And some issues are technical, such as withstanding high winds or having enough power to stay in the air for long periods of time. Several researchers across the country are working on swarm technology because the military has identified it as a priority. At the end of the experiment, the drones land one by one. Our intent is to keep pushing to be able to have these technologies mature enough to be able to deploy up to 50 in the near future. Last week, he got 30. That, to me, is completely terrifying. All right. Trevor, share with us your little paranoid version.
Well, you know, as I was listening and kind of reading along with you, I guess I kind of see a couple of less nefarious applications.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are. Look, you could fight forest fires with them.
Yeah, I was going to say that for
you
sure.
You could monitor traffic with them.
Yep.
In theory, you could look for lost hikers with them.
Yeah, search and rescue.
Lost children.
Yep.
You could monitor avalanches. You could do, I don't think you can do mines because, although I suppose in theory you could launch them in a mine, in theory.
Yeah.
You could underground. You could look for, like in archaeology, for example, one of the things that you look for, and that's why aerial reconnaissance has been so helpful. You can look for differences in topography, which quite often mean that there was an underlying structure there. There are all sorts of benign, scientific, kind of cool uses. You could certainly send drones into areas where, for example, with Ebola, you could have sent medical supplies as opposed to having to send as many people as you did. You could send food into zones where people were stranded. There are endless numbers of ideas where the drones could be incredibly helpful. The problem is that for any of the positive, you can also think of a bunch of invasion of privacy, delivery, a weapon delivery system. I guess those are the two main issues, is privacy and spying and weapon delivery.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
But there's no question that there are some incredibly cool uses. I mean, fighting firefighters. I said, it's an incredibly dangerous thing to do, and every year people die trying to fight firefighters. If you could send in drones to see where things were going or to put... now, most of the ones that they have right now do not have the capacity, presumably, to drop huge amounts of flame retardant materials on a forest fire. But, I mean, in theory, you could link them. I don't know how it would work. But, I mean, if the technology to swarm 50 drones at the same time, I mean, you could do all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
They are robots, and so the idea about robots is that they can, in theory, do things that are dangerous or things that are dangerous for anyone of a number of reasons. Because it's a small space, because it's a toxic environment, because it's a hostile environment. So, but, you know, and yay for that, all that. But the problem is the other two, is the privacy and weapon delivery.
Yep, that's true. I guess for the moment it's nice because they're a little bit prohibitively expensive.
Well, I mean, you can buy them for $100. That's and the tricky. Military grade are 1,000.
Yeah.
That's not, listen, think about what a car costs. Think about, you know, what, and presumably, you know, $1,000 military grade, you don't need, you know, you don't need something that much. A radio Shack has them for $100. I've seen them with my little own eyes. Now they said they crash. I think the one that this guy bought that I had looked at, I'm trying to remember how much it was. I think it was like $400. But it had cameras on it, and it was bigger and heavier, and had a longer range, and you know, and this is just the beginning. So they're going to get cheaper and cheaper.
So ultimately, would you come down on the side of them being essentially outlawed, more or less?
I don't know. I think there needs to be some control over them, just because of those two issues of privacy and weapon, you know, weapon delivery system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a country that really has a hard time with control issues. But I just think, look, when you're talking about being able to deliver a nuclear device in a suitcase, drones, I think, are dangerous. They're a way of, you don't even need suicide bombers anymore. I mean, all you need is a drone. That, I think, is they're easily accessible. They're remote controls. They're anonymous. I think they're scary at this moment. Would I, you know, but I think if you outlaw them, you're just going to make them expensive and underground, and all sorts of people are going to have them. I just think there needs to be some way of monitoring, I guess. If I were a pilot, I think that those are going to, sooner or later, there's going to be a drone that's going to interfere either with a helicopter or a regular fixed-wing aircraft, and it's going to be a problem, because birds already do, right? We've had a number of planes that went down because of starlings. Those are just birds. I don't know. There's something kind of freaky about all this, don't you think? Yeah. Which I hadn't really thought about. You know, I thought about, oh, well, I'll go into Radio Shack and get one that'll crash and be fun to kind of, you know, off my balcony, and I don't know. I mean, the playful part of them is irresistible. It's just that I don't think everybody's going to be playful with them. And, I mean, there have been situations where, you know, a drone crashed into somebody's head. Remember in the mistletoe drone in a bar over at Christmas time? You don't remember that story?
I don't think I do, but
yeah,
that
was,
kind of,
I mean,
terrible.
But some woman had her eye nearly put out. She had a huge gash over her eye, and it missed her eye by, like, you know, a millimeter. It would have literally knocked out her eye because some bar decided to be really cute to fly mistletoe around with a drone. Well, it crashed into this poor woman's head.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this was like, what? This is Christmas time, so that's 6 months ago, and it was silly, and it was clearly a benign intention, but it's... I don't know about this, folks. And I hadn't really scared the living daylights out of myself till this very moment. But now I have. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes and no is all I can say. All right. A bunch of movies opening this week. I'm not sure any of them are really going to knock Ant-Man off, but we'll see. Pixels opens, which is Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Michelle Monaghan, and Peter Dinklage. Do not be distracted by the cast. As far as I'm concerned, this is another Adam Sandler bomb. Now, I saw the trailer for this, and I thought, this is a really cute idea. When aliens misinterpret video feeds of classic arcade games as a declaration of war, they attack the Earth in the form of the video games. How clever is this? We get Pac-Man and Donkey Kong coming to Earth because the idea is that in the 1968 or something, Dan Aykroyd announces that NASA is sending a spaceship to search out other planets. In fact, I should also mention, I'm breaking into my own review to say that NASA just discovered another Earth-sized planet today. Dun, dun, dun. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, I digress. So they sent it with the idea of video games, saying, look how playful we are, we come in peace, and they're misinterpreted. And so they send all these video games to Earth to attack us. And Adam Sandler plays a kid who is really good at seeing patterns in video games, and Kevin James is his kind of sidekick. If you could believe Adam Sandler as being smart enough to see mathematical patterns and Kevin James is the president, good luck. And Michelle Monaghan works for the Pentagon, and Peter Dinklage, he plays a biker something or other. This movie is 105 minutes. I laughed exactly 12 seconds. I will tell you exactly what the joke was. That I'm not giving away much of a plot. They spring Peter Dinklage from jail, and the deal is that he gets to go to the Lincoln bedroom with Serena Williams and Venus Williams and Martha Stewart. And so he and Venus are at a party, and she's rebuffing him, and he said, I should have opted for Martha. At least I would have gotten a hot panini out of it. Okay, I've just told you the only reasonable line in the entire movie. This one, and you do not take kids to it. It is genuinely scary for kids. So I think it's a mess and irritating. Paper Towns is based on a young adult novel that's written by the Fault in Our Stars author. And he seems to have really a sense of, you know, what's going on with kids. He basically, this is kind of a sweet movie. It's called Paper Towns, with the idea of towns that are sort of made up they only exist on paper. A young man and his friends embark on the road trip of their lives to find the missing girl next door. That tells you everything about it. The kids are all kind of cute, but not gorgeous. And there really is something about this, as opposed to the usual Hollywood stereotypes, where the beautiful girl wants to be noted for something other than that. The leading lady is certainly not the prettiest at all. The leading man isn't the least bit cool. And his friends in this particular case aren't pathetic losers. I just thought, I mean, is it a terrific movie? No. Was it made for me? No. But there is something kind of charming about it that will probably draw you in. Believe it or not, the best movie of the week, which no one's going to go see, but it's still the best movie of the week, is called Phoenix. And this movie is, is it in German? I think it is. With subtitles. I'm sorry, my computer is doing its usual thing again. I think it is. The idea is that this opens with a very attractive woman. It's set in just after World War II in Berlin. And the idea is this attractive woman is driving a car and gets stopped by the cops, and she's got somebody beside her who is all bandaged up. And the guard who stops her, who's an American, says, you know, what are you doing? And she says, we're going to Berlin. And she says, what are you going to go view Hitler's wife? And he says, you know, so, I mean, there's all that kind of period thing. The idea is this is a woman who somehow survived the concentration camps. And the beautiful woman who's taking her through says, look, you're now wealthy because you've inherited all the money. Your parents were killed during the Holocaust. And if you will relocate to Israel, you're going to be very wealthy. That's the only condition. And we'll get you plastic surgery. And at one point they say to her, who do you want to look like? And she says, I want to look like who I did before. So it's a very evocative movie. You're not sure exactly what the relationship between the two women is, but the woman who's been disfigured decides that she wants to go find her husband, who thinks she's dead. And I'll read you what they said. A disfigured concentration camp survivor, unrecognizable after facial reconstruction surgery, searches ravaged poor post-war Berlin for the husband who might have betrayed her to the Nazis, but maybe not. The guy who plays her husband, whose name is Ronald Zerfeld, is unbelievable. I mean, everybody in the cast is really good. We've got two Ninas. We've got Nina Haas and Nina Kutzendorf, both of which are wonderful actresses. But this will suck you in. I mean, it's an amazing performance. One of my friends did buy it. I did. And I think the Phoenix, believe it or not, isn't in theory what the metaphor we would assume is, which is rising from the ashes. In theory, it's the name of the American nightclub at which her ex-husband is basically working as a busboy. It's an extraordinary movie about human beings and redemption and betrayal and love and all. It's really a terrific movie, which no one will see, I know. But Phoenix, write it down, because maybe you'll rent it at some point. And if you have, so if you want to see a genuinely wonderful movie in the midst of all this summer nonsense, that's your movie. It's not fun, but it's thought-provoking and it will haunt you. Pixels, as far as I'm concerned, is completely missable. Paper Towns is kind of charming. I did not see Southpaw because it conflicted with something else. The word is that the Jake is all bulked up in it, and it's basically another fight story. So it's got a good cast. Jake Gyllenhaal, Rachel McAdams, and Forest Whitaker. Basically, you can guess what... I mean, it's fighter, has everything... Wife gets killed, loses everything. Enter Forrest Whitaker. Do we think he's going to win his last fight? Yeah. All right. So what I would recommend is the movie of the week, Phoenix. I know you're not going to see it, but nevertheless. I think Pixels will probably be the number one movie, but it's not very good. Then Ant-Man is a significantly better movie if you have something that you haven't seen. Paper Towns is going to do well with kids. Same guy as did The Fault in Our Stars, who really understands kids. And I understand you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.